Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
I'm really not sure what I'm going to talk about today. I feel like all I've done over the past 5 or 6 weeks is talk about this fucking pandemic. And I don't know. Like, what more can I add? I'm just, you know, life is just so much for me at the moment that there isn't the space for the navel gazing that I would normally do, you know? And usually I would be inspired by something and I would form an opinion of it and I would like share, but there just hasn't been the opportunity that there normally would be due to, well, life. And yeah, and so I don't really know what I want to say. I actually, on the way down here, was just driving through the village where I live, and there was a queue of people outside the supermarket waiting, one in, one out, keeping a safe distance from each other. And I'm in my bubble up on the hill, and I mean this is the first time I even have been in my car for, oh well, I did drive through for a click and collect case of beer over the long weekend for Miko, but that's like it. Like, I don't think I've even been to the beach for probably a week. Right now I have to choose between a workout or the beach, and I'm choosing a workout most of the time, and today I just felt like I really needed this. So I chose the beach instead. But yeah, on the way down I was just watching the shops closed and the signs up and the people lined up, and driving further down towards the beach, the people who are out exercising. Like, the beach is actually really busy at the moment for my beach. It's usually empty. Or, you know, like a handful of people down here, but it's really busy. And yeah, and just like the people standing, like putting their surfboards and seeing someone they know, because I do live in a small town, so it's not often you leave and not see someone you know. And they're all standing 4 or 5 meters apart talking to each other. And it just, it seems like something out of some bizarre, I don't know, apocalyptic book that I would have read in high school, you know? It's just such a bizarre time. And I think about what the gifts that this will bring us, and also the ramifications of this, you know? Like, I think because I've been through so much in my life, I tend to have a relatively, it's interesting because I feel like sometimes I'm a pessimist, but I feel like I'm actually more an optimist. So I tend to know that there's hope even when there feels like there isn't, because of all that I've been through and everything I've been through. It's like, well, I've come out the other side and life's eventually gotten better. So why wouldn't it this time? And that, I don't know, that might seem a bit Pollyanna or something, but I just feel like this is here for the betterment of us as a society. It's an opportunity. I'm not really saying anything new here that anyone hasn't said before, but like, it really is an opportunity to connect to what's really important to us and shift our priorities and really align ourselves with our values, coming from a place of integrity, right? Instead of when I have the time, I'll, you know, if life has slowed down for you, now is the time. And if life has gone a little fucking intense, like it has for me in terms of busyness, which I'm not accustomed to, then like there's lessons in this for me too, in managing, you know, like I feel like I'm learning to, some days better than others, manage this. And the things that I thought I could never do, I'm actually doing. I never thought I could have my client sessions with Mabel around. And I can. She's actually quite respectful, and she might pop in for if she needs me to open up a, you know, soda stream bottle or something. But otherwise, pop her in front of a movie and I can get some work done. And yeah, that's not ideal, but fuck with the judgment right now, right? Like, we just got to get through each day and through the next day. And I feel like because I've been through a lot of extended periods of despair and through really some pretty, you know, like huge stuff that hasn't just been like a sudden thing. It's been like a, I don't know, you know, like the Office Collective. That was a year of me pretty much crying every day. And eventually it ended and I ended up somewhere much better than I had thought I could. And same with all the cash flow stuff I've been through. It may have been 6 months of like wondering how I was gonna pay the rent or the mortgage, but eventually something shifts, right? And it's the same with this. We've just got to make it through one day at a time with ourselves intact as much as it can be and take the lessons that are here. Because I kind of feel like okay, so this is actually what I thought I was going to talk about today, this morning, and then I forgot. Right, there's almost this, I don't know what I would call it, but I was thinking about, you know, if you think about personal responsibility in its extreme, in that everything in your life you have created in some way, and I'm not sure I buy into that, but just like going down that track in my mind, I was thinking about like, what is there something that I did to cause this? You know, is this an effect from something that's been going on in my inner landscape? And then I thought back to, which was actually not that long ago, right? When I was battling with sending Mabel off to school, and I was like, oh, I could never homeschool. I just could never do that because, you know, I value my time and my space too much, and I just couldn't, it's not for me. I couldn't manage that. Billy, come on. Keep coming. Bill, here. Billy. You know, I couldn't do that. But I also was really quite torn around sending her to school because I'm not sure, or I certainly wasn't at the time. I'm not that sure about the education system. I definitely had my doubts about sending her to school. So there was this internal battle or conflict within me around sending her. But also there wasn't the option, or I didn't see the option of keeping her home with me. And so it's almost like life was like, oh, so you don't want her to go to school? You want to see if you can do this homeschool thing? Okay, here you go. You know, and I feel like a lot of us, if we look back, this is actually part of something that we had pondered, right? Like for a lot of people that I know, they were just so burnt out by the hustle and their busy lives. And that certainly wasn't me, but it's a lot of people that I work with, you know, they've got a lot going on, and work functions and, you know, and then family and exercise commitments, and it's like a full schedule. And then all of a sudden, you know, and with some clients we've been talking about ways to prioritize this stuff, and then all of a sudden here comes Corona with a dream come true, and then you realize the reality of that, you know, because it's not a dream come true to be stuck in your house 24/7 when you're a really social extrovert who actually loves the busyness. You know, so I feel like it's an interesting thing to contemplate. Is there anything that you had been in a personal conflict with that this has gifted you? And, you know, like I would say, learn the lesson quick, fucking smart, so we can get back to life. And I don't mean life as usual, because that wasn't serving us either in a lot of ways, you know. There's definitely gifts in this, you know, if we're willing to see them for that. I'm going to flip around and go back. So, yeah, just some really random thoughts. The other thing that I had made a note of earlier, and I'm not really sure where I was going with it, but I figure why not start talking and see what happens, as I do. And that was, like, I don't know what this was in relation to, but the idea of, like, you know, we talk about gaslighting a lot these days and what it is and narcissism and all that kind of jazz, but particularly around gaslighting. And I feel like often it's something that we're doing to ourselves. So why did this come up? I can't remember why this came up today. It might have been, okay, I think it was because there's all, like, right now I have been, not so much right now, but, like, you know, this is my fifth week of isolation. And over the course of this time, I've seen so much stuff that's just exhausted me, around, you know, the conspiracy stuff, the 5G, the Trump, the vaccines, the, you know, all the things. And it was really triggering me. So during that time, the snooze button and the unfriend button have been a blessing on Facebook, because it really has been a lot. And I am all for freedom of expression. I'm all for having your opinion. But I'm also, I don't know, like, I'm also for asking if this serves in this time, you know, like, these are the circumstances that we're in. And for me, it's kind of like, I don't even know that it matters why, if we're powerless to it. All it does is make me feel shit, right? I don't know how it makes you feel. If it makes you feel good, then great. But, like, I don't know, just doesn't really serve me. And so a lot of that stuff, there's an element of gaslighting to it. And I find this happens a lot in spiritual communities, actually, and in personal development. I think I've spoken about it before, actually, but, you know, that idea of, like, someone else, like, when you start questioning your questioning, you know, there's like a limit to the amount of healthy questioning. But when you start questioning your gut and your intuition, then I think you're kind of, like, I don't know, almost, yeah, gaslighting yourself in some way. So I see this happen sometimes where someone will share something, particularly in spiritual circles, happens in coaching too, where someone will be questioning why you can't or won't take a particular action, right? So, for example, and this is a form of gaslighting in my opinion, when a coach says to you or questions why you won't take a particular action that feels out of alignment for you, and they question you on that, not in the, like, questioning for the sake of understanding, but for the sake of judgment. like them projecting their stuff onto you and their beliefs around it. So forms of gaslighting might be a coach who says, you know, shit like, all you've got to do is work hard and show up consistently. What's wrong with you? If you can't do that, then, you know, there's something wrong with you. That's kind of like a form of gaslighting. And I find that it's happening a lot when it comes to the conspiracy stuff. So, for example, you know, someone shares something about 5G and someone else questions that with, you know, oh, like questions that with some, I don't know, links to research that's been done on it or whatever. Okay. So this is an example. I'm just trying to come up with a proper. So Mandy Nolan, I don't know if you have ever heard of Mandy Nolan. She is a local comedian around here and she's hilarious and also really an intelligent woman and very funny and a feminist. And I love reading her weekly stuff. She writes for our she's the entertainment editor for our local paper in Byron called The Echo. And she's really great. Anyway, she wrote this piece around, she had written some stuff making fun of the conspiracy theorists and she copped a lot of flack for it because Byron is a very left kind of place and there are a lot of people with alternate views and they're very, very vocal. But there's a point where it becomes almost harmful. And she copped a lot of abuse about it, about her intelligence and about her, like, bringing in her integrity into question. You know, like, what's wrong with you? Can't you see what's going on here? Can't you see what's really going on? Like, that is gaslighting. People are entitled to all of their opinions, including the conspiracy theorists. But when someone tries to shove it down your throat as the truth, and I see it referred to as the truth, all of the time. There are many truths out there, right? There's your truth, there's my truth, and we're entitled to our own truth. But the truth is a very different thing. And sometimes I don't know that we ever do know the truth. And our truth is also subject to change. You know, in human design terms, I have a completely open head, which sometimes means I don't know what is worth focusing my attention on and what is not. I don't even know sometimes what whose thoughts these are that I'm having. And I can sometimes like almost read minds, can sense what somebody is thinking. And the other part about having a completely open head is I also can never be certain of anything. So I can tend to find myself going down massive Alice in Wonderland style rabbit holes with this stuff. You know, researching, like when I had Mabel, and the argument about vaccines came up and like I just didn't know what to do, right? Because I researched both sides and both sides seemed to have some solid arguments. So in the end I had to come back and just trust my gut and make the decision that was right for me. And that decision, I feel like, is judged. That's why I never enter into conversations about this stuff, because it's like the gas is on and all it needs is a spark, right? Boom! It's a fucking shit show. So I steer clear of this stuff and I try not to go down the rabbit hole anymore because it just doesn't serve me. Some people find certainty in things. I don't, because the more I research, the more I learn I don't know. And also, I'm really big on making sure that the research I have, like actually doing fact-checking and checks on the people who write this stuff, like what is their credibility in this space? So I find it very unhelpful. So I try not to enter into things that are like a rabbit hole, unless there's something like human design where I can sink my teeth into it and it's not actually really ever going to hurt anyone, you know. But yeah, so I guess like totally random here, there, everywhere episode, but I guess like all we really have is our own personal authority, right? And for most of you, it's going to be your gut. So trust that and just be aware of when you are perhaps being gaslighted by those around you. When it comes to your beliefs and the way you do things, you know, if I hadn't built this really solid foundation of knowing who I am and what works for me and what my truth is, my truth, then I feel like I would be, where was I going with that? If I hadn't built this really solid foundation of me and what I believe in and stood powerfully in that, then I don't know where I'd be today. You know, it's taken me not following my intuition and not listening to it and not, you know, coming from my personal authority. It's in those times that we don't, that's the only time we know we haven't, right? When we fuck up. Because often when we do follow our intuition, things work out, and then we never know, we're none the wiser. But it's through constantly practicing connecting to that and honoring that I've come to not be so easily swayed and so easily gaslighted. You know, I used to make a lot of bad decisions based on what other people felt was right for me. And until I got really clear on my personal values and what was an integrity for me, and then really stood firmly in that. So yeah, just a bunch of random thoughts on this week 5 of ISO. Hope you're traveling well. I'm not really in the space of like providing much online. I've been doing a few group calls for Radcasters, which is still on special for $250 if you're keen to jump on board. I've been doing a few bonus live calls, which have been really fun. And I'd like to be doing more stuff with Shop Speak Ups, but it just comes down to like managing my time and energy right now. So, you know, I'm not committing to anything, but if you want to join that Facebook group, go for it. It's just called Show Up Speak Up. And otherwise, connect with me on Instagram. I am always regular there, and I'm always having fun with stories and shit like that. So if you need a bit of lighthearted entertainment in these crazy times and a bit of hope, then, you know, come on over. All right. Well, that's it from me today. I hope you're staying safe and well, and look after yourself. Until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.